FNC's Carlson, Our Military Leadership Has Gone Woke. By Jeff Poor on March 26, 2021. Friday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his show by offering example after example of the Biden administration installing so-called woke individuals throughout the U.S. military, and in some cases have been very critical of former President Donald Trump and his supporters. Carlson explained much of the new leadership targets Trump supporters in the name of taking on domestic extremism. Transcript as follows. Carlson, here's an amazing story. Yesterday, the Pentagon Special Operations Command made an announcement from its official Twitter account. Special Operations Command is a very significant thing in the U.S. military and in our country. It oversees Delta Force, the SEAL teams and the rest of our most celebrated, best trained, most lethal warfighters. So the tweet announced that a man called Richard Torres Estrada is now the, quote, Chief of Diversity and Inclusion of America's Special Forces. And they included his picture with the announcement. Then at the very top of its website, the Special Operations Command included a link to its extensive, it's quite long new diversity and inclusion strategic plan. The one thing we know about that plan is that it will result in the dramatic lowering of standards within our elite ranks, it probably already has. So how will that make America safer? Well, the generals never said you couldn't find that on the website. Instead, they told us that, quote, all of us understand that diversity and inclusion are operational imperatives. They didn't say how, they just said they are imperatives. So this is the initiative that Richard Torres Estrada will be running. So the question is, who exactly is Richard Torres Estrada? Well, his Facebook page gives some indication of who he is. On it, you will find an attack on the police as racists. You'll find crude BLM propaganda. You will find a photograph of Donald Trump holding a Bible in front of a church. Next to Trump is a photograph of Adolf Hitler. The point is, they're the same. So this is the guy who now oversees hiring for the Navy SEALs. If you're wondering whether our military leadership has gone woke, you can consider that question is settled for good. The Pentagon is now the Yale faculty lounge, but with cruise missiles, and that should concern you. Meanwhile, the rest of the world rolls on and gets more menacing by the day. Tonight, for example, the Suez Canal, one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world, is blocked by a stranded container ship. Was it an accident? Maybe. Maybe not. We don't know. What we do know is that the Suez Canal is vital to the world's economy. That's not an overstatement. The Suez Canal is one of only about a dozen strategic choke points that control virtually all global trade, and now it's closed. So this is a challenge to America's critical national interest. How is the Pentagon responding to that? Well, they're occupied with other things right now. For the last month, the entire U.S. military has been operating under a so-called stand-down order that was issued by the new Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, the defense contractor now running the military. Lloyd Austin believes the real threat to America is not the Chinese government or paralyzed global trade. The real threat to this country is people who didn't vote for Joe Biden. Watch. Begin video clip. Lloyd Austin, then nominee for U.S. Secretary of Defense. And if confirmed, I will fight hard to stamp out sexual assault and to rid our ranks of racists and extremists. The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks. End video clip. Carlson, so Republicans voted to confirm him. He is himself an extremist, and they have said virtually nothing about Lloyd Austin since because they're paralyzed. They're paralyzed because Lloyd Austin has no problem calling his opponents racist immediately. Ridding our ranks of racists and extremists. The key question is, how does Lloyd Austin define a racist or an extremist? The definition matters. This show has been denounced as a dangerous white supremacist organ for the crime of reading Martin Luther King quotes on the air. So it's worth finding out what those words mean. But Lloyd Austin doesn't provide a definition. And that's not accidental, because what you're seeing is not an attempt to make the military better. What you're seeing is a political purge of the military. Consider what has been happening during the military is training on, quote, extremism. A lot of enlisted soldiers have asked a pretty basic question. Hey, wait a minute, weren't the BLM and Antifa rioters this summer extremists? It seems like they were. They murdered people. They murdered a lot more people than died at the Capitol on January 6th, a lot more. They burned businesses. They wrecked cities. In some places, it took the National Guard to stop them. So why are these people, quote, extremists? Good question. Well, a man called Ramon Colon Lopez was called in to explain why, to tell the troops why they are wrong. Colon Lopez is the senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. These questions, he conceded, are, quote, coming from every echelon that we're talking to. Some people may think, all right, so the events of 6th of January happened. How come you're not looking at the situation that was going on in Seattle prior to that? Well, yes, exactly. Kind of an obvious question. Well, Ramon Colon Lopez has an answer. Actually, it's more of a threat. Quote, I'm concerned about the way that some people are looking at the current environment, and what they are thinking. They can do and act upon based upon their personal beliefs. Oh, in other words, if you ask questions like these obvious questions, you are by definition dangerous. Colon Lopez said he was working hard to, quote, make sure that military members understand the difference between Seattle and Washington, D.C. All right, what are those differences exactly? Well, here's one. BLM Colon Lopez explained as a, quote, social injustice organization, and therefore it's not extreme. Also, quote, when the military called upon us to go ahead and support an effort in Washington, we did. We never got called for the law enforcement issue that was happening in Seattle. Oh, so the mayor of Seattle never called the National Guard to put down Antifa. Therefore, Antifa is not an extremist organization. Well, that's ludicrous, obviously. In fact, it's not even true. Actually, the National Guard did deploy to Seattle during the riots last summer. But whatever. Colon Lopez's job isn't to make sense, it is to send a political message from the Joe Biden administration. We're in charge now. This week, we spoke to a DEA agent who was fired for being in Washington on January 6. He didn't riot. He never even went into the Capitol building. In fact, he defended the cops outside against the rioters. He's on video doing that, but it didn't matter. He didn't vote for Joe Biden, so he is gone. And he's hardly alone. Earlier this month, the FBI arrested a man from Oklahoma called Anthony Alfred Griffith. According to the FBI, here's Anthony Alfred Griffith's crime. He walked into the Capitol building through open doors and took pictures. Then he handed those pictures to federal investigators. Here's the FBI's criminal complaint against Griffith accuses him of, quote, of witnessing multiple people trying to break down a door. Oh, he saw it happen. So for the crime of witnessing other people of trying to break down a door, Anthony Alfred Griffith now faces 7 years in prison. But don't worry, people like Anthony Alfred Griffith, our leaders tell us, are extremists. They are white supremacists, and our military needs to be laser focused on making certain that no one who votes like these people do can ever serve in the armed forces again. Begin video clip. Senator Tammy Duckworth, DEL, we absolutely need to look at any type of white supremacists that are still members of the military and how they're being targeted for recruitment by white supremacist groups, and we need to weed this out. This whole idea of police officer on police officer violence with those officers who have been turned by white extremists is really scary to me. And I know it's got to be scary for the other police officers. Senator Mazie Hirono, DHI, I am considering legislation to create a standalone punitive article in the Uniform Code of Military Justice to address violent extremism in the ranks and to send a message of deterrence that this kind of conduct will not be tolerated in the military. Unidentified female, we have seen a lot of reports highlighting how many of the attackers were veterans. And there's been really a growing recognition that the military has to do more to address extremism in its ranks. End video clip. Carlson, it's really an amazing clip. The first two people you saw speaking, Hirono and Duckworth, are extremists. They're the most extreme members of the U.S. Senate. They went on television this week to tell us that people with the wrong skin color couldn't be hired for federal jobs. Did anyone at the Capitol on January 6 call for that? Not one person that we're aware of, and we denounce it immediately. So they're extremists by definition, and they're lecturing us about extremism. The military has to do more to address extremism. And in a way, they're doing that by aggressively promoting extremism. Every 2 months, senior enlisted leaders in the military gather for something called the Commanding General Stewardship of the Army Profession Forum. In January, That forum included a quote professional dialogue on the racist hate track White Fragility written by lunatic, Robin DiAngelo. No one condemned Robin DiAngelo's obvious extremism, they celebrated it. Just last month, someone called Lieutenant General Brad Webb, the commander of the Air Force Education and Training Command, made it very explicit. He acknowledged that the Air Force was recruiting candidates with a private pilot's license. Now, that might seem like a wise course, flying planes is what the Air Force does. But to Lieutenant General Brad Webb, no, that is systemic racism. Begin video clip. Lieutenant General Brad Webb, commander of the Air Force Education and Training Command. One of the other areas in line with that has been aptitude tests. Unidentified female, yes, sir. Webb, in fact, the chief mentioned that one as well in his talk the other day. But we are deep underway in updating pilot tests and also officer qualification tests that at its root. You know, you get a weighted score if you have a private pilot's license. Well, that's a socioeconomic influencer. In other words, if you're rich enough to afford to have private pilot time, you can get a license that ought not be, you know, weighted. Unidentified female, right. Webb, in such a way that you exclude, you know, various ethnic groups. End video clip. Carlson, so, the real question is, how did a doughy moron like that end up with an important job in the military? This isn't the Department of Transportation, it's not the DMV. This is a serious thing. This is the federal agency to which we give the most money that exists to protect the rest of us from foreign threats, and guys like that have power? That guy is the commander of Air Force Education. And it's not just him. In October, the head of the Air Force Recruiting Office, Major General Ed Thomas, published a piece on Yahoo, called 86% of Air Force pilots are white men. Here's why that needs to change. So, you read this and you've got to wonder what the families of the thousands of American white pilots who have died defending this country over the last 100 years thought of that. Ed Thomas wants them so that their husbands and fathers and sons shouldn't have been flying planes in the first place because they were the wrong color. Pretty remarkable. We actually called Ed Thomas after his piece came out to ask about this. He was kind enough to talk to us. We had a long conversation. He never explained the only thing that matters, how his race mongering makes this country safer. He obviously didn't care. He hadn't even thought about it. How does someone like that get power in the U.S. military? There are a lot of generals like that. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.